Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. CEO Excellence by Carolyn Dewar explores what separates consistently high-performing chief executives from those who struggle to translate ambition into durable results. Drawing on widely discussed research and practitioner perspectives associated with modern CEO playbooks, the book frames the role not as a bigger version of prior leadership jobs, but as a distinct craft with its own pressures, decision rhythms, and failure modes. It emphasizes that the CEO seat demands clarity of direction, disciplined resource allocation, and the ability to mobilize an organization through uncertainty while meeting short-term expectations. Rather than focusing on charisma or personality, the narrative centers on repeatable mindsets and behaviors that can be learned, practiced, and improved. Readers are guided through how top CEOs set a compelling agenda, build an effective leadership team, engage boards and stakeholders, and create the operating system that turns strategy into execution. The result is a practical lens for aspiring CEOs and senior leaders who want a structured approach to stepping into and succeeding in the top job. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, setting the direction through a clear CEO agenda. A central theme is that standout CEOs treat direction setting as an active, ongoing discipline rather than an annual strategy event. The book highlights the importance of defining a small number of priorities that truly matter, translating them into measurable outcomes, and communicating them in a way that creates shared understanding across the company. This agenda functions as a decision filter. It helps leaders say no to distractions, align investment to value, and resolve trade-offs quickly when circumstances change. The discussion also underscores that direction is not only about where to play and how to win, but about the pace of change the organization can absorb. Effective CEOs calibrate ambition to capacity, sequencing initiatives so teams are not overwhelmed and so early wins build credibility. The book also stresses that clarity must reach beyond the top team. It needs to show up in how meetings are run, how leaders talk about success, how performance is reviewed, and how resources are allocated. By building coherence between vision, priorities, and day-to-day operating choices, CEOs increase execution speed and reduce the organizational drag caused by conflicting signals. Secondly, aligning the organization and activating culture for execution, the book presents alignment as the bridge between strategy and results. High-performing CEOs do not assume that a good plan will implement itself, they design the conditions that make execution likely. That includes clarifying roles and decision rights, setting a cadence of reviews that surface issues early, and ensuring that incentives and metrics reinforce the priorities. A major part of alignment is cultural. The CEO shapes what is tolerated, rewarded, and repeated. Rather than relying on slogans, the book encourages leaders to translate values into observable behaviors and to model them consistently, especially in high-stakes moments. Another element is simplifying complexity. CEOs often inherit organizations with overlapping structures, inconsistent processes, and competing initiatives. The book emphasizes trimming activities that do not contribute to the agenda and strengthening the few mechanisms that matter most, such as talent reviews, capital allocation, and performance dialogues. Alignment also extends to how teams collaborate across boundaries. When priorities require cross-functional delivery, CEOs must remove friction, create shared goals, and hold leaders accountable for enterprise outcomes, not just local wins. Thirdly, building and managing a high-performance leadership team. CEO Excellence argues that the top team is the CEO's most powerful lever and also a frequent source of failure. The book focuses on how exceptional CEOs evaluate talent rigorously, place the right people in the most critical roles, and create a team environment that supports candor and fast decision-making. This involves more than hiring star executives. It includes clarifying expectations, setting norms for debate, and making sure that accountability is paired with support and development. The book also addresses the tension between individual functional excellence and collective enterprise performance. Strong CEOs push leaders to think beyond their silos, collaborate on shared priorities, and resolve conflicts with the company interest as the guiding principle. When changes are needed, decisive CEOs act early, since mismatched leadership can stall transformation and drain organizational energy. At the same time, the book highlights the importance of building bench strength. Succession planning, talent pipelines, and leadership development are positioned as strategic responsibilities, not HR programs. By investing in team effectiveness and leadership depth, CEOs increase resilience and reduce dependence on any one person. Fourthly, engaging the board and stakeholders with trust and transparency. A distinct part of the CEO role is managing governance and external expectations. The book describes how top CEOs build productive board relationships by establishing trust, providing clear narratives about performance and risk, and involving directors appropriately without outsourcing leadership. Effective engagement includes setting meeting agendas that focus on the most important issues, sharing bad news early, and demonstrating that management has a credible plan. The book also expands the stakeholder lens beyond the board to investors, regulators, customers, employees, and communities. CEOs are portrayed as chief integrators who balance competing demands while protecting the long-term health of the enterprise. Communication matters because stakeholders interpret uncertainty through the signals a CEO sends. The book emphasizes consistency between words and actions, and the value of transparency in sustaining credibility during volatile periods. Another key point is crisis readiness. Boards and stakeholders judge leaders not only on outcomes, but on how they respond under pressure. By preparing scenarios, clarifying escalation paths, and practicing disciplined communication, CEOs can reduce chaos and maintain confidence. Over time, strong stakeholder management creates strategic flexibility, including the ability to invest through downturns or pivot when markets shift. Lastly, managing personal effectiveness, time, energy, and resilience. The book treats personal operating habits as a professional capability. CEOs face relentless demands, information overload, and the psychological weight of decisions that affect thousands of people. CEO excellence highlights that the best leaders protect their time and attention by defining what only they can do, delegating the rest, and establishing routines that ensure focus on the biggest value drivers. This includes structuring the calendar around strategic priorities, maintaining a rigorous meeting discipline, and building information channels that provide honest signals rather than curated optimism. The book also emphasizes the emotional side of the job. CEOs must project steadiness, tolerate ambiguity, and remain open to dissenting views. Resilience is not presented as toughness alone, but as the ability to recover quickly, learn from setbacks, and keep the organization moving. Another focus is continuous learning. Great CEOs seek feedback, adjust their approach, and build external networks that broaden perspective. By managing energy, mindset, and decision hygiene, CEOs reduce the risk of reactive leadership and improve the quality of choices made under pressure. Ultimately, personal effectiveness becomes a multiplier for organizational effectiveness. In conclusion, this book fits aspiring CEOs, newly appointed chief executives, founders scaling beyond early-stage leadership, and senior executives who want to understand the realities of the top job before stepping into it. It is also valuable for board members and investors who want a clearer framework for evaluating CEO performance beyond quarterly numbers. Readers benefit because the book focuses on practical mindsets that translate into daily behaviors, clarifying an agenda, aligning the operating system, building a leadership team that can execute, and communicating with stakeholders in a way that sustains trust. These lessons are relevant even outside the CEO role because they sharpen decision-making, prioritization, and accountability in any leadership position. Compared with many leadership books that center on personality, inspiration, or general management theory, CEO excellence distinguishes itself by treating the CEO role as a specific craft with distinct responsibilities and predictable pitfalls. The structured focus on what the best CEOs do repeatedly makes the guidance easier to apply and self-audit. If you want a playbook-oriented perspective that helps you lead with clarity, build organizational momentum, and navigate high-stakes governance, this book is worth buying and revisiting as your scope grows. If you would like to support Carolyn Dewar, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.